Conference, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Intelligence sources tell CBS News they're seeing a significant increase in threats and violent rhetoric online from domestic extremists as a grand jury weighs a possible indictment against former President Trump in New York. CBS's Pat Milton has details.
The threats are mostly targeted towards law enforcement, judges, and government officials in New York and elsewhere who they perceive as participants in what they call a political persecution of former President Trump.
Meantime, lawyers for Trump have asked a Georgia court to suppress a grand jury report that investigated efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss. One student has now died and another is recovering from a shooting this morning at a high school in Arlington, Texas. This happened before most kids arrived for the first day of classes after spring break.
This is my first time actually going through this and stuff. I really just can't even believe it.
Police say a student is in custody. Lawmakers in Idaho are bringing back the firing squad.
The bill would allow firing squad executions only if Idaho is unable to obtain the necessary drugs for lethal injections. The move was prompted by delays in carrying out several executions because of difficulties in getting the drugs for the injections. It's unclear if the governor will sign it, but the bill did pass with a veto-proof majority. Four other states have similar laws.
That's CBS's Steve Futterman. The Biden administration is highly skeptical now of a visit to Moscow by China's president to discuss the war in Ukraine. Here's CBS's Cammy McCormick.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken said any deal must respect Ukraine's borders.
Calling for a ceasefire that does not include the removal of Russian forces from Ukrainian territory would effectively be supporting the ratification of Russian conquest.
He also doubts China's intentions.
That President Xi is traveling to Russia days after the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for President Putin suggests that China feels no responsibility to hold the Kremlin accountable for the atrocities committed in Ukraine.
Those crimes include Putin's alleged involvement in the abductions of thousands of children from Ukraine.
TikTok says it now has 150 million monthly active users in the U.S., up from 100 million in 2020. The Biden administration's already taken steps to ban the app among federal agencies over security concerns. An American aid worker and a French journalist held hostage for years by Islamic extremists in West Africa are now free. President Biden praised Niger's government for their help.
And we'll continue our work to bring home all Americans held hostage and are unjustly detained.
He says the U.S. did not pay a ransom. The Dow added about 400 points today. The NASDAQ was up 45. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
It's March, and you know what that means? Taxes are almost due. Jackson Hewitt can help you win tax season. That's the sound of your maximum tax refund. The sound of getting 50% off tax prep. The sound of many of our competitors' prices going up. And the sound of getting to your nearest Jackson Hewitt. Hurry in for 50% off tax prep before this offer expires April 9th. Limited time offer for new clients filing at participating locations. Max value $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50 for terms.
I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
A connection with a pet is profound for both you and them. Find your next family member at our local Southwood County Humane Society. Your pet becomes your best friend, your protector, and when they're gone, honor them with a private cremation service from Pets Honored Pet Cremation Center. Pets Honored, proud sponsor of Pet of the Week with WFHR.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. But did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, March 21st. In Wood County, the Judicial and Legislative Committee will meet at 8:30 a.m. at the Courthouse in County Boardroom, Branch 3. Following that, the Conservation, Education, and Economic Development Committee will meet at 9:15 a.m., and the Wood County Board of Supervisors will meet at 9:30. The City of Wisconsin Rapids Common Council will meet at 6 p.m. in the Council Chambers at City Hall. In Portage County, the County Board meeting will be held at 5 at the Portage County Courthouse in the County Board Chambers. In Adams County, there will be a special Health and Human Services meeting from 5 to 5:30 at the Adams County Courthouse, followed by the Committee of the Whole meeting at 5:30, and the County Board of Supervisors will meet from 6 to 8 p.m. The Monday movie at the McMillan Library is Black Adam, today starting at 6 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies tonight with lows around 25. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Chance of snow. Highs level off around 39. Overcast skies.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
3, 2, 1.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Indictment Monday, happier, happy hour. That would make it happy as hell up in here, Dom.
Curdy, happy Monday to you. Happy spring to our fair audience. You know, Donald Trump over the weekend, he, you know, put out on his social media site that he was going to be arrested tomorrow. And of course, I shared it. We laughed. We had a good time. We pre-celebrate because I can't wait. But then I, you know, of course, I had to pause and think because Trump lies about almost everything. So it probably won't be tomorrow. It'll probably be Wednesday. But anytime this week works with me, I'll keep my schedule open.
You seem a little too gleeful for my taste.
Really? Why?
Are we even sure? Will there be a felony charged? A, we don't know anything, right? This could all be rampant speculation ginned up by the former.
It doesn't stop, you know, the GOP, the mega crowd. We got Congressman Style here in the state of Wisconsin and a bunch of other jackasses out there getting in front
Jim
of it.
Jordan.
Oh, Jim Jordan. Oh, this is terrible. They don't even know what the charges are. Nobody knows, but I have an idea. It could be
a felony.
Perhaps.
If not a felony, you better not charge. That's what Crudy says. The hush money payments to Stormy Daniels. And while I certainly don't want to see this guy, of any people, I don't want to see Donald Trump above the law.
Well, that's exactly what you're advocating for. Come on. What are you talking about? Really? Would you like to have a misdemeanor charge against you dropped, Crudy? I would. And the misdemeanor charges, I was charged with possession of THC. That wasn't dropped. They went forward with that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, if that's what it is, that's what it is. You charge what you got. Now, to answer your question specifically, yes, if it were just a misbooking of lawyer fees when really supposed to be a payout, sure. But it was in furtherance of other fraud. It was in furtherance of election campaign violations, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, this is a habit. I would imagine, again, you're talking about the guy, Alvin Bragg, who already got two convictions out of Trump organizations, right? Has a sense of how Donald Trump does his bookings. I mean, this is not an uncommon thing, but still illegal, still wrong. And when you do it to further another crime, that gives it the potential of a felony jump up.
Dominic, let me tell you why you're completely wrong on this topic, as you often are.
Please enlighten me.
And the audience, you can certainly join us in telling Dom he's wrong.
You keep saying it.
967-2789.
Doesn't make it so.
You may be gleeful about the prospect of any charges against
the
former.
Yes, I am. Absolutely.
I know you are. Wrong charges. Wrong lead. And here's why. If this guy is indeed guilty, let's start with the potential charges in Georgia. We've heard the Perry Mason-style smoking gun evidence. We've got clear evidence that will be damning in a court of law. We know that this guy pressured that, find 11,780 votes, that's all I need, one more. We know what his intent was, and we can hear him on audio tape. So we've got the Fulton County case. That seems pretty extreme to me. What was he trying to do? Overturn the outcome of an election. Probably feloniously, I suspect, when the charges come. And then you've got the January 6th, Jack Smith, and, you know, let's hope the DOJ is diligently doing their job as well. I mean, you could allege that this guy not only overturned or sought to overturn the peaceful transfer of power, because that sure as hell wasn't peaceful, despite all the denials of the Ron Johnsons of the world, it got pretty violent up in there. And in fact, a lot of people, and there will be civil lawsuits, we know, capital cops suing the former president. But I'm talking about the criminal charges. People died. People were assaulted. There was attempted murder going on against Mike Pence and others. Those are pretty substantial charges. And if you hope to get to a conviction, I realize different jurisdictions, but if you know the guy in D.C. is about to charge homicide, and the one in Georgia is going to charge, you know, got an ironclad case of election obstruction, and yours is misdemeanor paying off a porn star, that ain't the one that's going to kill this guy's chances.
All right, now, please, let me jump in here.
Please. Tell me the wisdom of charging the payoff to the porn star first.
You charge what you charge when you got the evidence to charge, man.
5 years ago, that would have been fine.
It doesn't matter. That's where we're at right now.
Two years ago, that would have been fine.
So what is the difference? What is it about 2 years ago that could have been
fine? The guy wasn't running for president again.
So what? Doesn't matter. It's absolutely irrelevant to
the fact. If he was guilty, he was guilty 5 years ago.
So what? You charge it when you charge it. You know it. I know it. Crudy, I'm down. But whatever process happened, that happened. Fulton County DA Willis isn't coordinating her whether or not to, grand jury. The grand jury there is going to decide whether or not to charge the irrelevant. Doesn't matter what Alvin Bragg is doing or what Jack Smith is doing. Sure. And let me ask you this thing, question, Crudy. About the 11,780 votes, that damning evidence, the smoking gun, how does that change one way or the other whether or not Alvin Bragg seeks indictment? It doesn't. It does not impact Fulton County, does not impact Jack Smith with the January 6th or the secret document stuff. These are all in their own lanes, man.
Really? We all live in vacuums, and these things will never become interconnected.
Well, I mean, when they start laying down indictments one by two by three by four, they're going to have to schedule, you know, different hearings. That'll be tough. But that's up to the president, man. You bring the charges when you have the charges, when you're ready to do it. That's when you do it. Not before, not after. Not for, you don't delay for a reason, for or against. You do it when you're ready to do
it. Okay, Mr. Lovin' Alvin Bragg these days, because he's going to make you gleeful with some misdemeanor, maybe minor felony charge.
I'm not convinced that's the case. I'm hopeful of it. Yes.
Okay, well, he's apparently going to indict the former president, and that makes you quite gleeful. But what he's also going to do, to my opinion, is make it more difficult to seek and obtain a conviction on the actual charges that matter.
How?
And if you, Alvin Bragg...
No, you've got to articulate that.
May I first?
Yes.
If you, Alvin Bragg, were so convinced of the criminality of his former payoff to a porn star, then drop the charges the day you get him. The day your prosecutors present them to you. We saw lead prosecutors leaving the office months ago, years ago, because these charges were ripe then.
Cy Vance retired. He brought in his own crew. He did his own time. You talk about charging the president of the United States. I'm not the former president of the United States. Apparently, that's a big deal. I don't think it is.
Now, you're waiting until the guy's about to get indicted in Fulton County and perhaps by the Department of Justice.
You do it when
you're
you're
going to lead out with the porn star payoff.
It's going to undermine
the other prosecutions.
See, you have not articulated. Tell me. If you're going to tell me and you said yes, no, wait. I mean, let me be very specific. Does whether or not Alvin Bragg charge or not charge impact the smoking gun evidence of 11,780 votes in Georgia County? Does that change the circumstances or facts of that case? Yes or no?
How about the public opinion?
Is that
How
a yes
about
or
the outcome publicly?
What is that, a yes or no, man?
If Alvin Bragg fails to get a conviction.
Don't CJ me, man. I asked you a very simple yes or no question.
Are they related? No, they're not related.
No, right, thank
you. So if you know you've got minor charges to drop and you're a prosecutor in New York and you've been sitting on it for 5, 6, 7 years, 8 years, I mean, this affair allegedly happened 8 years ago.
Really? Come on, man.
Little too late.
Occurred, obviously, in 2015, 2016.
That's 8 years ago. It's 2023, dude. No, I think it's too little too late. Your window closed. Now you get the hell out of the way and you let the real crimes be charged.
So you and Crudy, I want to be clear here. If you were Alvin Bragg and you had this...
I would step aside for the betterment of the country.
You don't do that. You represent the DA of Manhattan.
He's representing himself at this late hour.
He represents Manhattan, dude. He's a Manhattan DA. He's an elected position. He has his own cross to bear. If he's going to... And I don't know what goes through Alvin Bragg's head. But he got handed a folder, and maybe he was concerned, maybe he was scared. It's a big undertaking, no doubt. But we're at where we're at right now. And if it was up to you, you would rather have him play politics and not charge the misdemeanor with a felony enhancer or whatever we don't know. You'd rather have him just sit by and let other people do it. That's not how it works, man. Prosecutors aren't going to do that. If why would you do that? Because you're concerned about the PR?
If you have multiple jurisdictions... If you have multiple jurisdictions that are about to charge the same
person,
I think you wait for the more substantial charges.
Who waits?
Cross-jurisdictional investigations happen all the time, dude.
Yeah, okay.
You don't think the feds get to dictate, the feds are going to go first?
Justice delayed is justice denied, man.
Didn't tell me that 8 years ago, dude.
I did say it 8 years ago.
8 years later... You can't tell me this is a timely prosecution. This comes off smacking of politics.
What politics?
The guy's running for president
right
what? Now.
He was running for president then. It's got nothing to do with it, man. And in fact, it's very important. It's very relevant. These are related to campaign finance violations, Crudy, for a guy who's engaging in campaign finance.
Let's assume
let's throw it aside. Oh, he's running for president. That's all the more reason you should bring it up.
Okay, because that will stop him? No. That doesn't stop him.
Crudy.
So what are you trying to accomplish through these misdemeanor, maybe criminal enhancer, maybe paying off a porn star?
Crudy.
The guy's defense is, I didn't want my wife to know. You know what?
That's a valid. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. It doesn't matter whether or not.
That seems like a fairly valid defense to many people.
No, it's not a valid defense, dude. Absolutely not. Your motivation is totally irrelevant when you're breaking the law. Oh, I had to rob the bank. I needed money for cancer medicine. You still robbed the bank, man. You can have the best of intentions. Absolutely.
If he robbed the bank, I'd say charge the man.
Irrelevant. Absolutely.
If he paid off a porn star to keep that information away from his wife, I think that's.
Perhaps. Campaign finance violations. You know this, man. And you sound like...
Oh, really? Because the FEC looks the other way all the time, man. I'm still waiting for Scott Walker to get charged.
Really? Come on, man. I mean, Cohen the Fixer went to jail for this already. He already went to jail and got out. It's obviously a crime. The facts are known as, you know, individual number one, man. I don't know why
the
Department of Justice didn't do the same thing to Trump that they did to Cohen. I don't know why Cy Vance didn't bring it up and nail it down before he retired. And I don't know why Alvin Bragg drug his feet to this point. Maybe they're dotting their I's or crossing their T's. Apparently, people like you were afraid to charge the former insurrectionist
bastard.
Oh, don't
even give me that BS, man.
Well, what, you
want to
wait? You bring it all.
I'd have brought it the day I entered office. I would have waited 3 years.
You bring it when you're ready to charge.
3 years later, 8 years too late. Now you lost credibility, and this
looks
like a witch hunt.
He wasn't there 8 years ago. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. 844-967-2789. Join us.
If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not...
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett Septic Pumper Trucks come a-rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean. clean. And Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta potty rentals too. Just give them a call. 715-712-3456. Tell them Crustbuster Crockett sent you. Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeah.
Take part in a Madison tradition. Sign up today for the Crazy Lakes Classic on Saturday, April 29th. Register for the 8K run or 2-mile walk. Visit CrazyLakesClassic.com. Finish on the Camp Randall Field, then enjoy the post-race party featuring Rod, Tough Curls, and the bench press. The Crazy Lakes Classic is presented by J.D. McCormick Properties, Odyssey Greek Yogurt, Mueller Sports Medicine, The Joint Chiropractic, and NBC 15. To learn more or to register, visit CrazyLakesClassic.com.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the phones at 844-967-2789. Crudy, before we get to the lines, I want to throw this out there for your consideration, your ponderance.
Please irritate me further.
Of the eight-year BS you're spewing. Number one, Office of Legal Counsel and the Department of Justice has a standing policy, which I totally disagree with. It's never been tried in court, so you cannot charge a sitting president.
That gets us to 2020.
Okay, all right, so... So it's not 8 years. Wait. Oh, wait. So it's not 2.5 times as long as you said it was? Okay, minor detail. So thank you for all your bombast.
So he's been sitting on it for 3 years.
Okay, now wait. No, he hasn't. Because when did Cy Vance retire?
Please make more excuses for the prosecutor who has not charged in a timely fashion.
I'm giving you a timeline because the words that you're saying and the times that you're saying are incorrect. They're inaccurate.
Okay, let's study
back. And I want the audience, if they're going to participate, to have the facts.
Okay, let me give you some freaking facts. If you're going to charge this man, do so in a timely fashion. When you wait till 3 years after you got elected and the guy's running for president, we're in the midst of a presidential cycle, whether you want to admit it or not. We're there now. People are declaring their candidacy. Now it looks political. If you'd have gotten out in front of Trump, like 2 years in, if you'd have gotten around to charging, what, a misdemeanor maybe? Maybe with the felony enhancer? I mean, come on, man. Get out of the way and let the real boys and girls play. I'm waiting for the real indictments. This is the kind of stuff that's going to actually lift up Trump's candidacy. It will. Donald Trump will benefit from this news.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
You know what? Talk to me at the end of it, Tucker, because that's not going to happen. This is the appetizer to the 4 or 5 course meal we're going to get, baby.
844-967-2789. Andrew from D-Town. Welcome, Andrew. What do you got?
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, guys. What I've been hearing up and down the aisle for months is nobody, no prosecutor wanted to be first, but all of them wanted to be second because they know the first one is going to be target of all kinds of nasty crud coming out of MAGA. So, but
well, so would the second, so would the third. It's not going to diminish just because you went second. If Andrew Bragg, right? Alvin Bragg, my bad. If the DA in Manhattan had simply allowed one of the more serious crimes to be charged first, it's not like he's not going to catch hell for MAGA.
So what's the upside then?
My other point is I just want him to be indicted by anyone because truthfully, I believe no. no matter where he goes to court, he is not going to get charged. There will be a MAGA sitting on any one of those juries that won't let it be a unanimous decision.
Jury nullification. Like
possible.
OJ did, right? Andrew.
Crudy, thanks for the call, Andrew.
Yeah, appreciate it.
If it doesn't matter, if whoever's going to bring is going to catch hell anyway, and they're all going to be within a six-month window maybe, you know, then what's the problem, man?
The clock's already running. On the 2024 presidential, if we've got to worry.
He's applying for a job.
Yes, but if Ron DeSantis wins, any Republican wins, they're going to turn around and pardon the SOB. You know what? It's going to have a very limited impact, talking about federal charges.
Well, then perhaps the state charge from the Manhattan DA would stick
a little
harder.
How about the state charge from Georgia, man?
Well, sure, but come on,
Willis,
man.
Go
I mean,
first.
Listen, and if I may as well, one other thought, 844-967-2789. You talk about bringing a case. The evidence in this case has already led to a conviction of the fixer, of the guy who was Trump's bag man. So these facts are already there. These are already known. I mean, you talk about these other things.
And they have
still
been
under
for
investigation.
3 to 8 years.
These are still going on, right? The documents, January 6th, these investigations still go on. So, I mean, this is the closest, easiest, most buttoned up investigation. Why? Because Cohen's already been convicted of the same thing.
So we're going to convict him of a misdemeanor. He gets a slap on the wrist and continues to run for president.
It'll be a felony enhancer, and he'll get more than this. I mean, why would Cohen...
He's not going to prison for paying off a porn star,
dude. Why would Cohen go to prison for paying off a porn star then?
He lied to Congress about it.
What's that nothing to do with it? Seriously, Crudy, are you kidding me? I mean, I know you want to, like,
that
push
was
my buttons,
specifically
but that's
the charge that Cohen went to prison for, if you look it up. You, Mr. Facts.
All right, man. I'll look it up.
967-2789. Woodrow from Madison. Oh, got to turn on the radio,
hey
Woodrow. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, thank you. So I'm calling because I got to say...
Woodrow, I'm going to put you on hold here. You're going to turn down the radio. Turn down the radio, and we're going to give you another crack here. Woodrow, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. Can you hear me?
Just one time, perfect. What do you got for us?
The reason we have to, you know, go through with this and charge Trump on this one, even though it's not, you know, the big one, is because he's been getting away with these petty crimes his entire life, and at some point you have to say, all right, that's it, draw the line. And I think we both agree that, you know, it's not the one that we want, but a crime is a crime is a crime is a crime, and just because the guy's a big, high-profile person you see on the TV, you know, it doesn't mean you should be, you know, off the hook this easy. And we have a statute of limitations in this country, so who cares if it's been so long? A crime is still a crime. And if you did it, they charge you a...
Right! Year. Right!
Yeah, but I'm not trying to weaponize a mob, Woodrow. When
Oh, so threats work with you then. Come on,
Chris. That's not at all.
A mob should be a crime that we charge him for also.
Right!
How about
right.
More importantly, how about we make the incitement of the mob the chargeable crime? How about we lead with that one?
Maybe that one's coming down the pipe.
Wait, which one?
Coming, you know,
the one from January? The one from January 6th, or the one from this weekend? You know, the guy. Every time the guy talks, he's breaking the law, Woodrow.
That's what I'm saying, and he's gotten away with it for so long that all of a sudden we say, "Oh, but that's just a felony. That's just a misdemeanor. Let's just let that one go under the rug. Big freaking deal." And you got to draw the line. You got to say, "All right, let's go and get this guy." So.
If it does not put him, appreciate your call, sir. If it does not put Donald Trump in jail, it is not worth the charge.
Michael Cohen pleads guilty in Manhattan federal court to 8 counts, including criminal tax evasion and campaign finance violations, departmentofjustice.gov website.
How about lying to Congress?
Not
is
in
that
there.
One of them?
No.
Yeah, it was?
No, no.
Yes, it was. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
Prove it.
The Shah 101 FM. From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know.
Wisconsin Rapids area middle school students gave a fact presentation on Friday to community members, school board members, and law enforcement. Students discussed how teen tobacco use is really on the rise, and it puts kids at risk for cancer and mental health issues.
It's not cool. It disrupts your learning, and it increases a chance of cancer risks and mental health issues.
That's Reese, a seventh grader from Rams. School resource officer Herman Olivares shared how the work these students are doing helps him do his job.
The fact that we have students that are willing to participate in that educating their peers and staff and adults in our community, I think is a big step forward.
Officer Dan Pilot said there's a lot of joy in their job.
And when they do projects like this about the vaping, you know, it's very important to them and kind of puts a smile on your face that they want to improve the community.
I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
It's the only forum both Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates will take part in, and you can hear it Tuesday, March 21st at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station.
News director Terry Bell will anchor our special coverage as Janet Protasiewicz and Dan Kelly debate some of the biggest issues facing the court, from redistricting to abortion access.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates debate Tuesday, March 21st, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app. If you talk,
they will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear
you. You can do it if you try. It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art supporting artists in their own words.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies tonight with lows around 25. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Chance of snow. Highs level off around 39. Overcast skies tomorrow night. A mixture of precipitation likely. Lows level off around 33. A dusting of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 45.
In excess of campaign contributions.
Dom, are you aware that much like the, you know, perhaps charges, multiple indictments against Donald Trump for multiple jurisdictions, Michael Cohen also specifically pled guilty to lying to Congress. That was a charge that he pled guilty to.
Well, I don't know where he pled guilty to it, Crudy, because it's not on the justice.com website when they lay out the press release of what Michael Cohen pled guilty to.
Well, let me read the headline from the Washington Post, because apparently you don't feel like I've got credibility. Michael Cohen, Trump's former lawyer, pleads guilty to lying to Congress about the Moscow project.
What?
Yeah.
What is that? Moscow? What's... Is that what you're telling me?
I'm aware of individual one's repeated disavowals of commercial and political ties between himself and Russia. His repeated statements that investigation of such ties were politically motivated and without evidence, and that any contact with Russian nationals by individual one's campaign or the Trump organization had been terminated before the Iowa caucus, which was on February 1 of 2016, Cohen told the judge. He specifically lied to Congress, pled guilty, went to jail.
That's not why he went to jail, Crudy, but okay. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, man.
The Cohen plea is likely to further chill relations between the White House and the Justice Department, where Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker has been serving for several weeks since the president forced Jeff Sessions out as the post of Attorney General. I don't know what to tell you, man. You don't trust the Washington Post?
I'm literally at the Department of Justice website, man. It's specifically on this charge. Now, perhaps there were other charges. Were there state charges? I don't know. Well, this is from
Cohen made August a surprise appearance Thursday morning before U.S. District Judge Andrew L. Carter Jr., who asked him to enter his plea guilty, Your Honor. Cohen replied. As part of the plea, Cohen said he had lied for the person listed in the court documents as individual one, who Cohen identified in court as Trump.
Cohen pled guilty before U.S. District Judge William Pauley III on August 21st.
You realize there are more multiple jurisdictions. I'm not making this up. Cohen pled guilty in the U.S. District Court for lying to Congress, was sentenced, went to jail.
So, Crudy.
844-967-2789. Both can be true, but he also pled guilty to lying to Congress, which was a charge he was imprisoned for. Stephen from Green Bay, welcome.
Bull crap. Yeah.
Stephen.
Oh, I can hear you guys now.
I can hear you. Hey. Welcome. Can you hear us? Okay. Can you hear him now?
Yes, yes, I can hear you now, Crudy, the sweet voice of Crudy coming through my phone. Anyways, I was really prepared to tell them he was wrong. But I'm a little shocked, Crudy, and I have to ask you, with all due respect, are you losing your mind? You're proposing that we just, don't charge this man with a crime?
No, I'm proposing we sequentially allow Fulton County to go first.
To what end?
To the end that you cannot be pardoned on state charges in Fulton County. And there was a clearer, I think, evidentiary trail of the crime. We've heard it in the public purview, Stephen. That's why I would like to see him charged with the greater crime, which is obstruction of justice, the intimidation of election officials. I mean, there's a number of crimes I suspect he will be indicted for in Fulton County, Georgia. I guess I just look at the public's perception of the crime that apparently he's going to be charged with first. And this one comes off as the most political, the one where a Democratic Manhattan DA's, I mean, he was calling Republican election officials in Georgia. They were the ones that recorded it. This is not... doesn't have any appearance of politics other than the fact he's trying to overturn an election. I think it's quite different when you talk about paying off a porn star that you don't want your wife to know you had an affair with or, of course, never slept with. That's why you paid her $130,000.
Maybe you paid her $130,000, which is almost 2.5 times the average salary of a person working in the state of Wisconsin, because it was right before an election, and you figured that kind of stuff would go south on you. Maybe that would be a motivation, too. Or you're concerned about your third wife finding out that you're cheating on her. I mean, that's
okay, but that's not a crime.
No, it's not, but it is if you're doing for campaign finance violations.
Go ahead, Stephen.
Okay. So let's just play devil's advocate on the devil's advocate, and let's assume that this Fulton County, DA takes another 4 or 5 months to get any charges across. And we do as you're
imminent,
proposing.
Imminent, she said, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, and the New York people wait until the Fulton County person makes the move.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that kind of what Trump wants anyways, is people just to be putting on the brakes and waiting around to actually charge him so he can keep going on with this?
Well, they've done that of their own volition, Stephen. They've done that of their own volition, or Alvin Bragg would have already been in there getting an indictment a year ago when he had the prosecutors in place saying, we've got everything we need to charge this man feloniously. And the fact that he let another year go by, let the guy go declare himself for the presidency, now he's the quote-unquote front runner, and now, I mean, we got everyone from Kevin McCarthy to different Republicans saying, well, of course, this is an attack. I mean, think of it in these terms, Stephen. I know I don't believe it, but if you're a layperson, you're out there, and the guy's the front runner for the presidency, and now that he's running, now that he's gaining traction, now that he's beaten DeSantis in the poll, now you charge him with paying off a porn star two election cycles ago? Now it's pertinent? No. It's less defendable. What's that, sir?
They're gonna say it's political, no matter if it's the Fulton County DA, if it's the Manhattan DA. Any charges against Trump are going to be framed as political attacks on Trump by the right.
But when it's about sex with a porn star, it's not going to have the same impact as trying to overturn the election by pressuring Republican campaign officials.
Nobody.
There's a little difference in credibility in the victim, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm starting to question your credibility. This is not a charge about sex with a porn star. Nobody cares if Trump had sex with a porn star. Really? You think this is about sex with a porn star? Tell me, Crudy, you think Alvin Bragg is prosecuting Trump because of about sex with a porn star?
I think half this audience would be gleeful if he did. Really, I think he would.
He's being charged
for paying the porn star not to publicly acknowledge having sex with the presidential candidate during, the campaign cycle, maybe when his wife might leave him. I mean, I still think he's got a defendable position in court. It's a personal matter. I'm a rich man. If I want to pay this person to not drag my marriage through the mud?
No, because you're not just a rich man. You're also a candidate for the president of the United States. And once you declare your candidacy, you have certain campaign obligations that you have to abide by. It doesn't matter with two campaigns. So what, man? Time doesn't die on these things. He was not just
maybe if you'd have charged him one campaign ago.
He's not just some individual rich real estate guy who went out one night, had a few drinks, went out and met someone and had some sex, and then cut a corporate check out to keep her quiet to not tell his wife. That's not what's happening here.
I'm not sure that it's much different than that.
It's much
in the perception of the jury. When it comes time to try this, I'm not sure that this is a slam dunk like you think it is.
I'm not saying it's a slam dunk. I'm not being convinced 100%, although I'm leaning that way, that Alvin Bragg brings that case. But I got to remind everybody, one guy was already convicted, went to jail for it. So the facts are known. And one guy got convicted for campaign finance violation. And apparently, after that conviction, also pled guilty to lying to Congress that had a sentence of 0 to 6 months. And I don't know what the result of that was because he's already out of jail. But that's not what sent him to jail in the first place.
Collusion with Russia, how quickly you dismiss it. 844-967-2789. The Trump Tower in Moscow with the cherry on top.
I remember. Yeah, I remember.
Dave from Chi-Town. How you doing, Dave?
Hey, Dave.
I'm doing good, guys. Crude, I have to say I agree with you a lot, but not this time. I think Dom is right this time. If you got the goods on the guy and you're finally ready to do it, go and do it. I don't think
it better be a felony, Dave. If you and Dom are right, it better be a felony. Don't charge this man with a misdemeanor.
Well, I believe that he has a felony on him, too. He's got Michael Cohen testifying, and that should help the case out a lot. I think your point about it being too old of a case to charge, I mean, we got the Gene Carroll rape case going on. That was 25 years ago.
Well, that came under a special prosecution loophole in New York State law, my understanding. I mean, if the guy raped a woman in a changing room, that's a violent criminal act. The man should be in jail for rape.
Yes.
Charge that crime.
Yes.
I'm okay if Alvin Bragg wants to bring that one, bring it.
Crudy charge all the crimes that are available.
You'll never have the time or energy to convict him on all the crimes. This guy is a criminal enterprise. I mean, you cannot keep the public's attention. This is about the history.
Yes.
And the history says we as a country need to judge this man and convict this man for the crimes of a coup against our Constitution.
The rest of this crap is just
a distraction from the larger crimes which should be charged in Fulton County. And ultimately, Jack Smith and Merrick Garland are the ones that have me dismayed. It's not Dom. He's just the target of the moment.
I believe we can chew gum and walk at the same time.
Right, man. So. Come on, man. This is what I'm saying. This is why we have a Department of Justice. We have these different jurisdictions, man, Dave.
But I hate that whole analogy of walking and chewing gum, man, because I can't do those two things.
it's going to be raining cats and dogs on Donald, so he's the one who's going to have to worry about it, not us.
Yes.
Well,
and, you know, the client, I don't understand you're saying he couldn't bring this, you're mad because he didn't bring this case before. Well, we're also mad at the DOJ for not bringing their case earlier, too.
Sure.
But you also have to remember the climate right after January 6th maybe wasn't as good as it is today to bring these charges.
What's that mean? Either they committed a massive crime, Dave, or they didn't, and I witnessed it. I saw it in real time on January 6th.
Yes.
The greatest time to charge that crime?
Justice,
look at what they...
Justice is coming.
Well, it moves too damn slow for my taste. I want it now, Daddy.
Well,
what they did in Brazil when Bolsonaro was pushing his coup through. And they were breaking.
Where's Bolsonaro right now?
I don't know. He's probably sitting in America trying to fight extradition.
He's in Florida.
That's funny that he's fighting extradition for Florida. Because do you see what Ron DeSantis said today?
What?
He will not fight the extradition of Donald Trump to New York State. to meet the crimes alleged against him. Perhaps that'll come down. Let me just a little bit from DeSantis. And then back to the phones. 844-967-2789. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis served notice today that he won't use his powers to block the extradition of Donald Trump to New York if the former president balks at turning himself in following an expected indictment. Previous reports had indicated that a Manhattan grand jury will hand DA Alvin Bragg an indictment 3 years too late. an indictment related to the former president's part in paying hush money to an adult film star, Stormy Daniels, before the 2016 election, you know, two elective cycles ago. Here is
he was president, man. You can't charge a president. I don't like that either, but that's just how it is. You can't complain about it and then recognize it.
Come on, man. I want to give people the DeSantis.
Here's the punchline. Go ahead.
DeSantis took a shot at his GOP rival, telling reporters, I don't know what goes into paying hush money to a porn star to secure silence over an alleged affair. I can't speak to that. But apparently you can, Don, with some credibility and veracity.
Absolutely.
How much does it cost to pay off a porn star, Dom?
You know, we throw around the numbers like $130,000. I want to reiterate, that's almost 2.5 times the annual salary of an average Wisconsin citizen.
Yeah.
I mean, if a guy came to you and said, I'll give you 2.5 years worth of salary to keep your mouth shut, that's kind of a big deal. I mean, especially in the middle of an election. Just saying, man.
Convincing you to keep your mouth shut right now would be priceless. Yeah. What's that going to cost me?
$135,000.
Come back, more Devil's Advocates. I promise not to have sex with Dom for $135,000.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just got to hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789.
You know, that's a bit of a misnomer. It's our last segment of the day. The fine broadcast. The day continues. Got Native Roots Radio, then our friend Mark Thompson doing the Paul Revere show at 7. And then Rick Smith, the populist talk show host, Rick Smith, 8 to 10. So keep it locked right here, Civic Media. Dom, we heard what DeSantis had to say about Trump. So a little turnabout is fair play. Trump had to return with a little baseless, salacious claim about DeSantis. Let me tell you what the former has posted on the Truthy Social, Dom. Ron DeSanctimonious. I promised I wouldn't do the voice. Ron DeSanctimonious will probably find out about false accusations and false stories sometime in the future as he gets older, wiser, and better known. When he's unfairly and illegally attacked by a woman, even classmates that are underage, or possibly a man. He writes in parentheticals with an exclamation point. Like there's a chance that, you know, there's going to be a cabana boy and his.
And of course, like that matters. You know, two consenting adults engaging in sexual activity. So friggin' what? It just goes to show you how asinine the guy is.
Well, Trump wrote, I'm sure he will want to fight these misfits just like I do. And then he shared a screenshot, Trump did, of Ron DeSantis allegedly partying with teenage girls when he was a young high school teacher. Ron and like four girls drinking out of solo cups.
Yeah, I mean.
Do you hear what he's calling him lately? Trump calling DeSantis?
Well, I just heard DeSantis. Groomer.
Ruin those high school
games. Yeah. That's Trump can't stick to one nickname for DeSantis.
I like Meatball Ron.
Which is probably why he's a little frustrated. Obviously, you can tell. Curdy, I want to throw this one out there to Alvin Bragg. Of course, over the weekend, Trump's saying he's going to get indicted tomorrow. We'll see if Trump's a big fat liar. If it happens tomorrow or Wednesday, be more my call. But what do I know? Here's what Alvin Bragg said here's what Politico reported. Our law enforcement partners will ensure that any specific or credible threats against the office will be fully investigated and that the proper safeguards are in place so all 1,600 of us have a secure work environment, Bragg wrote, adding the office has been coordinating with the New York Police Department and Office of Court Administration, the administrative arm of the court system in New York. Bragg added, as with all of our investigations, we will continue to apply the law evenly and fairly and speak publicly only when appropriate. In his email, Bragg didn't identify Trump by name, referring only to the public comments surrounding an ongoing investigation by this office.
Well, Dominic, his counsel in this case, the Alvin Bragg, perhaps charges pending against Donald Trump. Well, his attorney is Joe Tacopina.
Joe, what'd Joe say?
Joe appeared on the Kimberly Guilfoyle podcast today, Dom.
Everyone's a freaking podcaster.
Apparently they are. Guilfoyle actually was a former Fox News host, and the ex-president will happily show up in Manhattan, according to Joe Tacopina, if and when DA Alvin Bragg indicts him. Guilfoyle asked Tacopina, if Trump is indicted, what would he want them to do it virtually, presumably so Trump could participate from Mar-a-Lago? But they're going to fingerprint him virtually, Kimberly? You're a former DA. You know that's not going to happen. Anyways, frowning Tacopina said the district attorney and prosecutors do what they want at this point. This is an all-out war. And then Tacopina went on to say, Donald Trump is the toughest human being I've ever met. Really?
Wow.
Looks really a little soft to me, but anyways. Donald Trump is not going to ask for anything from them. If they want him at 100 Center Street, the address of the New York County Criminal Court and the New York PD Manhattan Central booking, Tacopina told Guilfoyle, he'll be there. Loud and proud, Dom. And there's nobody that's going to make him cower. He's here. He's queer. Get used to it. Loud and proud, Donald Trump.
I'm not clear.
Guilfoyle does not appear to disclose her relationship to either Trump in her video, which is produced to appear as it's a actual news show. I guess she's engaged to Trump Jr., right? Anyways, it's getting interesting. Wait till the charges, the indictments roll down for misdemeanors or otherwise. 844-967-2789. Our pal Gordy. How you doing, Gordy?
Hey, Gordy.
Fantastic. It's springtime in Wisconsin.
Buddy, you getting ready to plant? A little early for planting, isn't it, Gordy? Like May, maybe.
Well, we've got about 30 people out here planting away, and we're filling those greenhouses up as fast as we can.
Well, I always like to come by right around Mama's Day and fill them up with flowers, man. Gordy Kopke from Kopke's Greenhouse. But, Gordy, were you hoping to talk some politics today?
Yes, in keeping with the spirit of March Madness. And I just want to say, Dom, three-pointer, nothing but net.
Oh, yes, baby.
That'd be the first made shot in history from Dom.
Sit back and drain him, Gordy.
Really, Gordy? Really? Come on. The man's ego doesn't need the stroking. You better really feel this way.
I love your banter, boys, but I'm on Dom's side on this one.
Well, you and Dom can both be wrong today then, Gordy.
Thanks, Gordy.
Maybe
you're
I'll find
a smart man.
Maybe I'll find a better greenhouse to buy my mama's day. I'd never do that. Gordy knows I'm lying. I'm going to Kopke's.
I know we just got a couple minutes here, Curdy, but, you know, I keep hearing, oh, unprecedented, yada, yada. Listen, I mean, the guy's a former president. Great, whatever. You know, he's a POS, and he's got a Secret Service detail. Other than that, and maybe getting some money out of the government for some pension.
And some friends behind the Iron Curtain.
And he's just another citizen, man. You know what I'm saying? So, and yes, he's running for an office. Apparently, he filed some paperwork, and he's going to go out and
he's
do the tour.
He's the front runner.
Okay, whatever. But he doesn't have it. You know, and these things are going to drop. So what I expect to happen is what would happen if it was you or me or Evan or anybody else. When the charge...
booking for Mar-a-Lago?
Not at all, man. If the evidence is there, because I'm not down for prosecutorial, political persecutions. Not at all. I mean, I don't like Donald Trump, but I don't want to see him, you know, persecuted because he's an a-hole. I want him to see him prosecuted because he broke the law. And if it happens this month, next month, the following month, until that man, if God forbid, ever became president, he's just the normal citizen. He's got those same rights as you or I, no more and no less.
Okay, here's the question. You're going to get indicted. The charges have already been dropped. The indictment's there. You're coming in for the fingerprinting and the booking photo. Do you do the Tom DeLay, I'm just happy to be alive, or the full sourpuss glower?
Oh, big smiles, big smiles.
Like, I meant to be here.
Oh, come on, man. It's going to be like glamour shots. I want to see, like, a faded side shot of him behind the mug shot.
Do you think they'll make him turn to the left so you can really see where the hairline ends? I look forward to it. That part.
As do I, yes. That will be great. Justice will eventually come.
He won't even have to pay bail. No kidding.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 9.